Perakei Mishnevav. And here we go. So what was the last thing that we learned? Remember, the last thing that we learned are that the only time that you can have kalim that are not mekabel tuma, and there's many ways that there would be kalim that are not mekabel tuma. They would be kalim maybe of materials that are not mekabel tuma, like klei gelolim, klei avonim. They could be kalim that are not going to be mekabel tuma because they're broken. But whatever the situation is, they can stop tuma. They can be kalim not mekabel tuma because they're klei cheres on the outside, not mekabel tuma. Then they can prevent tuma from getting into a second story or from going through a window, but only if they are combined with a building. Kalim on their own cannot be ohalim. That was the idea. A kli is a kli, a building is a building. If the kli is being used to stop up a part of a building, like a chalon, or like a lul between the lower story and the upper story, then they're considered to be sort of bottled to the building. But they can't just be kalim on their own. So that means they have to be part of an ohel. So there needs to be some level of a binyan. So now the question is, how much of a binyan does there have to be? Let me give you some examples. For instance, let's say you've got in your house, you have a cistern, which was common in those days that people would have water cisterns in the house. You've got a bor or a dut in the house, and you took this kvisha. Kvisha was the big basket that holds a bunch of olives, and it holds so many olives that it is more than the sa'atayim, and therefore it's not able to be mekabel tuma. You take the basket and you put it over the edges of that cistern, which is in your house. And then even though these things are basically in the ground, but the walls of the bor continue up, and that's part of the binyan of the house. So we see that as a wall. We see that as part of the oil. So because of that, if I have a basket that cannot be mekabel tuma because it's too big to be mekabel tuma, because it's eino metal to mole vereka, so then I can combine the, this is the same thing as putting it over the opening between the lower story and the upper story. I can combine it to stop the tuma. But suppose there's no wall. And suppose the bor actually comes up literally to your living room floor. So you've got a swimming pool, right? So imaita be'er chaluka, and there's nothing above it. So then there is no wall that you can add it to. Or what you could do is you could be talking about, you've got this immense kaveret, which is open. This is also enormous. That holds arboim sa biyavesh, and therefore it's not mekabel tuma, but it was open on top, and tuma could get into it. So let's imagine a case where you take that olive basket, the kfisha, which was gigantic, and you put it over that. Doesn't help in the least. In the case where you put it over the kvisha, it doesn't help because the walls of the kvisha are kalim. They're not considered to be houses. It doesn't help in the case where you put it over the swimming pool where there was no rim around the pool because there's no wall. And a kli does not stop tuma from entering. Again, this is a very important yesod. Only binyan stops a ohel. The only thing is that your kli can become part of a binyan. But in this case, there is no binyan that it's becoming part of. And because of that, it is not going to save anything in that kaveret or in that cistern. It's not going to save in the swimming pool cistern. It's not going to save it. Now, on the other hand, forget about the kli. You take a board, just a plain, simple board. Are you bored, Moshe Forman, that you're walking back and forth like this? You're just trying to test out the gesher over... I see. So if you just take a plain, simple board and you put it over, then that's a building. That's not a kli. That's not a kli that's not mekabel tuma. That's just a board. So basically, in that case, it would be tar because you can definitely stop tuma with a board, with a mechitza. A kli can't be a mechitza on its own. That's all. She'ein the klal is. Ein ha-kelim matzilim im tfanoto alim. this idea of being able to utilize a kli as part of the walls of an ohel is only where there are identifiable walls of the ohel. Masha'in Kane, things that are not kelim, they're just a board. Well, there it doesn't matter. I put it over, then it stops the tuma from entering it because it's a different building. So why would the tuma go into it? Okay. These walls that extend upwards, not from the swimming pool case or the cistern case, how high would they have to be considered a wall? So kamatei adofen, one tefach, that is sufficient because l'gabei the dinim of tuma, the shear of tuma is always in terms of one tefach. Now, so the question is, what about if the kli itself doesn't have a tefach wall, right? But what about if the kli has a tefach wall and I put it upside down? So now, essentially, I've lifted it a tefach over the well. So then maybe that would be okay. So there might be two ways of doing it. In other words, either I could put a kli over it where the well has a tefach, or I can take a kli, turn it upside down, and then the kli is now one tefach above the ground, and that would be considered to be an extension of the well. That we're taking for granted, because our next piece discusses only whether you can combine a half of a tefach that's extending from the upside down kli with a half of a tefach that's extending upwards from your swimming pool or your water storage. So that is not considered to be a dofen. It doesn't help you at all, because we need to look at this as being part of the ohel. And the very fact that it consists of two different materials means that we cannot pretend that it's all an extension of the pool. But wait a minute, what do you mean it's extension? How come it stops there and then there's something else? So you could take the kli part of the upside down and turn it into the extension of the swimming pool. Yes, but you can't take half and half. It has to be either a tefach from the upside down kli or a tefach that's extending up from the pool or from the be'er in order for it to work. Now, this idea, this is like a very big extension of the idea that we're talking about. Because until now, we were talking about the taking a kli and basically smushing it into like a hole that's in the wall, a chalon in a wall, or an opening between a lower story and an upper story. I understand that that makes the kli part of the bayit, but the halacha extends into other things in which you would not have thought on your own that I could view that as part of the bayit. Let me give you a case. The same way that we have inside of a house, where it clearly became part of the house, it can be matzil, the house can make the kli into something that is matzil even outside of the house. That's the pella. How is that? Let me tell you, give you a case. I understand if it's outside of the house, how does it become part of the house? Let me explain. Okay? You take this kfisha that we talked about before, which is big, right? But it's this kli, it's not makabel tuma. Okay. You put it on to some pieces of wood, your tedot, outdoors. And it's right next to the house. So the edge of the kvisha is next to the house. So then if there's tuma underneath this kvisha, between the pieces of wood that you had there that are holding it up, then anything that's inside the kvisha is tahar. What? Yep. The tuma will not penetrate into the kvisha. Well, how is that? How does it stop the tuma from getting into the kvisha? Because it's next to the house. And because it's right next to the house, it's considered to be an extension of the house. And because of that, it is as if it's part of the house, even though it's not surrounded by house. Now, this is obviously a massive extension. If it wasn't right next to the wall, this wouldn't have been doing anything, right? It would only work. We did have a case like this before, and I want to remind you of it because it's an important yesod. If you have something which is completely closed, it as a kli that's not mekabel tuma prevents tuma from getting inside of it. And this is part of the din of something that is mukaf tzamit basil, right? So something that's mukaf tzamid pasil prevents tuma from getting in. Now let me ask you something. You take this big thing that is mukaf tzamid pasil, it's completely covered. You put it over tuma that is less than a tefach from that tuma to the bottom of this thing. Can the tuma penetrate it? No, because it's a kli. See, here the kli is more powerful than the ohel. If you would put a daf there where the tumah would be ritzutza, then the tumah would go right through the daf, right? When this kli prevents the things inside of the kli from becoming tummy, does that mean that it also serves as an ohel for the tumah that's ritzutza under it? No, because a kli is not an ohel. Aha! So amazingly, what happens is that the tuma actually jumps through the kli, reappears on the other side of the kli without penetrating the kli. This is a Johansson junction of tuma. And now the tuma continues up from the other side of the kli without having ever gone through it. Aha! Look at that quantum trick. So because of that, the kli will be, it's amazing, the kli will be matzel what's in it, but it won't be matzel anything which is over it, or if it's outside of the house. Now, that's if it's not connected to the house, but if it's right up against the wall of the house, so then it would be actually an ohel as well, and it would prevent the tumah from penetrating it at all, and it wouldn't be able to be metame anything above it. Oh, gosh, I can't even get a smile from the Rebbe to say, yeah, you'd think such a thing, people would be smiling their heads off. This is outrageous. And I certainly don't see smiles when all I see is your name or some picture. I mean, how am I supposed to learn with you if I don't know if you're having fun?
Look at Ari's smile. Look at Ari's smile.
Yeah, but that's like, that's a show behind the Calvin thing. I want to see it all the time. I saw his smile, believe me. All right. Anyway, I think it's like just amazing stuff over here. So suppose you put that kfisha, you put it on to a kotel of a chotzer. It was not a kotel of the bayit, or it was a kotel of a gina. Now that means it doesn't have a roof attached to it, you see. The bayit is an oel, it has a roof attached to it. It's not the fact that it's building material. It's the fact that this is an actual oel that has a roof. But if you attach it to a wall, that wall is not going to turn this kli into an ohel. There has to be an ohel that's attached to it. That's the point. So then it would not be matzil. It would not be able to stop the tuma from going through it. If, let's say, there was a korah, shaitana tunami kotel lakotel. Let's imagine you've got two houses, and between the two houses, they made a pergola, which the beam of the pergola goes from the edge of one house's outside wall to the outside wall of the other house, right? So now you now have a tefach, assuming the beam was a tefach, and now you put under the beam, hanging under the beam, you've got this nice pot for growing flowers in. So it's this earthenware pot. So it's a kedera that's tluya bo. There's tuma underneath this beam that is being spread by the beam. So then anything that's inside of the flower pot, kelim shebikdera, Rabbi Akiva says that it's tahar, because since the pot itself is less than a tefach from this, it's considered to be part of the building in the same way that the kvisha was part of the building when it was on the edge of the house. It doesn't have to be literally attached to it. It could be within one tefach of it. But the Chachomim say, no, it has to be attached to it, meaning not attached with screws or anything, but it has to be right up against the ohel. So in this case, it would have to be up against the ohel of the which we're calling the beam, the ohel. It would have to be literally up against it. And in the case that we were talking about before, in the opening of the Mishnah, it would have to be touching the edge of the house and not be within one tefach of the house. That would not be enough. Hadran alach perek hatanur.